Welcome to the Jay Young Show. On this episode, Jay sits down with Dave Walcott. They discuss methods and strategies related to gaining control and autonomy over wealth. They also discuss Dave's book, The Holistic Wealth Strategy, which aims to help entrepreneurs and investors tenfold their wealth and create unlimited freedom. Enjoy the show.
Hey, another episode of the Jay Young Show. This is exciting stuff, and I really love it when people listen in, tune in. We're going to talk to people about the next step of their lives, about where they're going. Give me some experiences of what I can do in the future. You know, that's one of my goals, and my next book will be about different life experiences. Where should you go? How should you do it? You know, there's a breaking point or a next step in life where, you know, you're going to study medicine or you're going to study storage investments or do whatever. And I want to give you enough information to make good decisions in the future. So today we've got Dave Walcott. Dave is an investment guy. He started off in the Marine Corps years ago and built a 20-year investment group. So welcome aboard, Dave. Thanks for being on.
Jay, grateful to be here to connect with you and the audience.
Absolutely. We're kind of switching mics, turning the mic over. I was on your show a couple of months ago, and I wanted to make sure that, hey, you've got a lot more experience and a lot of other things that I don't have. You're a plus on this show. So thanks for being on. So let's talk about first about yourself. Tell me about when you were growing up, right before you went into the Marine Corps. What helped you make that decision on the Marine Corps? Let's go back there, Dave.
Yeah, sure, Jay. So I'll give a little bit about my background. I was raised in a middle-class family in Connecticut, right? And I followed down the footsteps of typical conventional wisdom at the time, which was go to school, get good grades, and then you're going to get a great job. And, you know, that was the recipe for success at the time. So I followed down that path. I went to George Washington in D.C., did the ROTC program, which carried me into the Marine Corps. And the Marine Corps was a phenomenal experience. Got to work with some amazing people and really that they don't teach anywhere else in the world. Attributes such as leadership, teamwork, and integrity. And after I served 4 years, Jay, I then transitioned into the tech industry, got into the corporate world. And, you know, I was very quickly dismayed, right? I lost that same sense of purpose that I just, you know, the Marine Corps really had, but I just didn't see it in corporate America. There was a lot of, you know, bureaucracy and things like that. And so at the same time, my wife and I actually started to raise a family. We had an 18-month-old at the time. And then on October 24th, 2000, we literally had triplets.
So wow.
Exactly. It's like something you read about in the newspaper or the tabloids, right? But, you know, it actually happened to us. And so what was the first thing I did? Well, trying to figure out how am I going to provide for my family now and create, you know, financial security. I was doing well in my job, but now, you know, the goalpost just got moved out so much further.
Right.
So I sat down with my financial planner. And just like every other planner I had talked to prior to that, you know, they said, you know, put your money in a 401k for the kids. We can create 529 plans and, you know, you're going to earn 7% over the long term and that's going to be a good return, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you should just kind of focus on that, do that for the next 35 years. But I'll tell you, Jay, that lit a fire under me. That was really the epiphany. I think the entrepreneur in me said, you know what, the top 1% are not building their wealth as a retail investor in the stock market. So what are they doing, right? And it just launched me on this obsessive quest to really figure out how the top 1% are building their wealth. What is the strategy? So over the next 20 years, I spent basically investing in alternative assets. I actually got into oil and gas back in 2000. I also invested in everything from raw land, to retail, to office and multifamily, lots of different asset classes. I also built a tech consulting business, which I ran and then did a full cycle exit as well. So had the chance to build a few companies prior to this. And then so fast forward to today, and I authored the book called The Holistic Wealth Strategy, which is really an instantiation of all these learnings over 20 years, and to try to create a framework and a comprehensive system for people to build true legacy wealth outside of Wall Street.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, because before, I mean, I think I'm like everybody, right? If you have a little extra money, don't put it in your savings account, put it in the stock market. And just, that's how you build your wealth over the years. You know, that's the savings, but put it in the stock market so you can get a good return and just keep your money in a Charles Schwab or whatever accounts you have. Over time, it's going to grow and grow and grow. So you'll be able to retire when you're, you know, whatever. I see that exactly. And it's like, you know, last year, at the end of the year, I've been talking on all these different programs about oil and gas prices and how this is going to be an incredible, you know, stock market phenomenon. And I'm ahead of it. So I put a lot of money in the stock market at the end of the year thinking, okay, after the election and after Biden sucks all our strategic reserves out, we're going to have a shortage of oil and oil prices are going to skyrocket. Natural gas prices will skyrocket. And man, stocks are going to do great. And they did nothing but go down. They've done nothing but go down. So man, it's hard to call the stock market exactly what's going to happen. And you can literally lose money.
Exactly, Jay, right? So this is the way I think about it, right? Is that, you know, there's a $30 trillion financial services industry that wants you to think that pouring your money into the stock market is the only way to go, and you're not smart enough to manage your own wealth. But I can tell you, listeners of this show are more than capable to be able to do that. So, you know, the problem I see with, you know, investing in equities is that it's a one-dimensional return. So if you have $100,000 worth of Tesla stock, that's all you have. And the only thing that you're betting on is that it's going to go up in value. Frankly, things, you know, something, you know, across the world in China can impact your results overnight. And just like you were talking about, even investing in oil and gas, even if, you know, the leadership team is great, the fundamentals are great, but really everything moves with the market, right? So how can we get more control and more autonomy over our wealth? And so our investment thesis, you know, I really call it the trifecta of investing, which is looking at asset classes that are three-dimensional in nature. So they have a tax efficiency component to them, they have predictable passive income, and they also have some type of forced appreciation where you can drive value into the asset to make a return on the backside. So in that way, you can actually exponentially increase your returns as well as protect your downside in three different ways.
Right. What is the biggest question that you answer in your book, The Holistic Wealth Strategy? What was your big want to? What did you want to get across to people?
Great question, Jay. I really wanted to help. I mean, our mission is to help entrepreneurs and investors really 10x their wealth and create unlimited freedom, right? Because I think when you kind of look a lot deeper past just, you know, what is money? We can all make more money. We can always make more money. Mm-hmm. But what does it really mean to you, right? Are you building the life that you really want to live? You know, do you have freedom of purpose to wake up every day and do, you know, what fascinates and motivates you? Do you have freedom of time to work, you know, when you want? Do you have freedom of relationship to work with the people that you want to work with, right, that inspire you? Those are the things, you know, trying to, you know, help people realize these freedoms and really, again, create this comprehensive system with which to build wealth, you know, that manages all different cycles of the economy and ultimately puts you on the path, you know, for your vision and what you'd like to achieve.
Okay. Well, what is the five phases, the five phase approach? Is that, well, what does that mean? Don't give away everything on the book, Dave. I'm not telling you to tell me what the book's, but just enough. Give me a little teaser. I haven't read the book yet, and I'd love to, and I'm going to read it. So I'm just like, give me a little hint about what that means, so I can look forward to it.
Absolutely, Jay. So the core of this actually really starts with your vision statement. So what's the first thing you do when you go on a long road trip? Right, you type in S to know, you know, where it is you're going.
Right.
But sadly, in this, you know, world we live in, we're a reactionary environment. People just don't really spend enough time actually creating that vision for themselves and their family and what they're really looking to achieve. So it all really starts with that vision and what's most important to you, right? Mm-hmm. What's kind of inspiring you, And then once you get some clarity around that, we've boiled it down to really five phases where we've seen people have the most success, where I've had the most success. I'm on journey. And phase one is all about mindset, right? So it's really having a growth mindset, an abundance mindset, and letting go of some limiting beliefs, whether that comes from, you know, how you were raised or particular environment that you might have been in, you know, to invest in something like oil and gas or one of these unique private investments. You know, you really have to have a growth mindset, right? Because everyone, 95% of the people out there are going to tell you it's too risky. Who are these guys? You know, I don't know them. My financial advisor says it's not a great idea, right? But he's just saying that because it's not part of his agenda, right? So you need to, you know, objectively have the right mindset to be able to, you know, look at some of these facts. And then you can start to create goals and habits that, you know, support this mindset, right, of growth. So that's really phase one. Phase two, we really move into increasing your IQ. So everything from your financial IQ, your mindset IQ, your health IQ, and your relationship IQ. And remember, this is a holistic strategy. Right. So you could have all the wealth in the world, but if you didn't have your health, right, what's the point, right? So what are you doing today to actually optimize your health? I can tell you, Jay, 53 now, and I'm actually in quantifiably better health than I've been. And I've been training. I mean, I ran Ironman in 1996, and I can tell you I'm actually in better health today than I am then, right? But it's all because I focus on my health. It's kind of part of my strategy. So you want to just get smarter at some of these things. And also, like we said, your financial IQ. Many people are new to asset classes such as oil and gas or self-storage or some of these other alternatives that they call them. But once you learn more and understand some of the fundamentals, you know, you realize that they're actually far superior on a risk-adjusted basis to a lot of the equity markets.
Right. I'm really curious to know how can anybody be in better shape running an Ironman? An Ironman is not easy. That's a lot of 140 miles or what? How can you be in better shape today than you were back then? What do you mean by that? Are you just talking about your overall well-being with everything included? Or are you talking about physical shape or
everything, Jay?
Everything.
I mean, I could tell you it's really amazing. So I found out probably 6 years ago when I was in my mid-40s. I work out every day, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm on a cycling team. I race and I ride, so I do a lot of cardio.
Well,
went into my doctor and had this proactive artery scan. And basically it's kind of like an ultrasound type, technique. And we identified, I had one artery that was blocked up to 60%.
Wow.
So I was literally walking around with kind of like a time bomb, and who knew, right? I mean, right. I had no idea, right? I thought my heart was healthy. My arteries were healthy, on the outside. But once we identified that, now we can start to mitigate that, right? So I'm taking, clinical grade supplements to try to improve that, you know, things like fish oil and stuff like that. I changed my diet a little bit too, right? And I'm watching things like that. So that's why I mean by my biological age and quantifiably, my hormones are working, you know, so much better than they ever were. I'm able to recover much faster, actually, after workouts now by using different, you know, advanced therapies and things. So again, it all kind of starts with that mindset, right? And I know you interview a lot of, you know, pro athletes as well, Jay, right? So,
right.
So what does it take to be one of those, you know, top performers, to be pro or to be an Olympian, right? I mean, mindset is everything, and also knowledge. How much can you actually learn about a topic, about, you know, things, there's new advancements coming out every day that can really take you to the next level.
Wow. Awesome. That's great. I'll tell you what, and to hit, to have targets so that you're not spiritual and healthy and wealthy and all the different things that go along with that. I think that's great. What a great book.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. So, and if we move on to the third phase, Jay, we get into creating an infrastructure for your wealth strategy, right? And that includes everything from having a proactive tax strategy. I can tell you I've fired over five CPA firms over the course of years and finally understood how powerful, taxes are. They're your number one biggest expense. So if you can set up a proactive tax strategy that reduces your taxes, that's huge. We also practice something called infinite banking, which is a sophisticated concept that a lot of, ultra high net worth family offices use, which is utilizing cash value whole life insurance policy, where your capital can actually grow and compound completely tax-free. Mm-hmm. You can give it to your heirs tax-free. So we help clients setting up that. We believe that's such a great strategy. And clearly asset protection, right? You want to control everything, but own nothing, right? As Elon Musk says. So having a bulletproof asset protection strategy to protect your wealth is also key. So that was the third phase. And then when we move into the fourth phase, a lot of people say, that's great. I've learned a lot and I might want to invest in something like oil and gas or multifamily syndication. But I don't have capital. I'm not liquid. Well, 90% of Americans literally have their capital tied up in two places. It's government-sponsored qualified plans, and it's actually in your primary residence, right? Mm-hmm. So the rate of return on trapped equity in your primary residence is actually zero. So even though we were all taught to pay off our mortgage, right? It doesn't necessarily make the most sense, because if I can borrow money here at 6% and then go make passive income of 20%, that's a pretty nice spread, right? Plus you're getting the extra interest income, interest deductions off of that as well. So we're really looking at optimizing your existing portfolio into a structure that's much more maximized than the traditional 60-40 approach that planners talk about. And then lastly, Jay, we move into the fun one, phase five, which is all about building massive passive income. So ideally, a lot of people have a goal to have their passive income exceed their expenses, so they're ultimately living free, right? You're also creating these alternative income streams to protect if you lost your job or things like that. So we're looking at, like I said, private investments that support the investment thesis we talked about on a risk-adjusted basis.
Right, right. And I listened to a lot of portfolio defenses in Tiger 21, and I've been in Tiger for like 12 years. I listened to eight to 10 portfolio defenses a year, and there's not anything more important that people don't talk about is monthly income, is having that passive income. People just don't talk about it. I mean, a portfolio defense is somebody that has substantial net worth, and these people come, like I do, and tell everybody exactly how much money you have, but they don't necessarily talk about what their income is and where do they get their income. Whether they're still, some half people are still working, at a job, and then some people aren't. They're retired and they made all this money and they don't know anything about investing, so they join this group, and but they don't really talk about how do you get more passive income, because everybody needs income. You don't want to have a house that's your substantial part of your net worth, because that's not going to generate you any income. I mean, you got to have passive income. So that's great what you do in showing people how to do that. So is all the products that you have, is that mostly affording people passive income, or is there some investments that don't have the passive income but are growing? So I guess you're just talking about
the majority of assets, Jay, are passive income producing, right? Yeah. We kind of target those. Occasionally we might do a new development project that doesn't have income, say for the first 18 months, yeah, right? But then it has a higher back end to it. So we're really talking about all private. We're bypassing Walt as the middleman and investing directly in Main Street, where we can get better returns on a risk-adjusted basis, You can get, like I said, the passive income. You'll also have that tax strategy is absolutely key. Because if I told you that, hey, you could get a 20% annualized return off of this private equity investment, but then you also are saving 10% in taxes a year. And then if you use the infinite banking and get a couple of points there on the spread, you know, now you're talking about a 32% return, right? So this is how things can really exponentially multiply. And, you know, sadly, there's just not enough financial education out there, Jay, right? You know, a lot of people have come into wealth, either they've inherited it or they've had a business, a successful business and exited, but nowhere are they teaching, you know, strategies such as this.
Right, right. That makes sense. That makes sense. And matter of fact, I mean, it's like, you know, talking about taxes, I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons and biggest things that people do, wealthy families, the Hunts and Rockefellers and people like that, they don't pay taxes. I mean, you know, Donald Trump talks about that as the same way, but you know, is because there's so many different ways out there that, I mean, you're putting a lot of money to work, and like entrepreneurs, they do, they may not pay tax at the end of the year, but they're taking the risk associated and they're employing a lot of people and pouring a lot of money into the system. So, you know, hey, if I don't pay tax at the end of the year, I don't feel guilty because I'm not paying taxes. It's all, you know, about how smart are we and how do we get to that next level? Because man, I put a lot of money to work in the oil field, and that's how I escaped that. But we need oil in the United States more and more now than we ever have. So that's smart. That's smart about what you're doing.
Yeah, Jay. So it's interesting, right? I had to actually make a real paradigm shift with how I think about taxes. Okay. And 95% of tax preparers out there, as well as, you know, everyone else, you know, thinks about taxes in terms of, you know, it's a penalty, it's a fine, it's just something I have to pay, right, to, you know, to support the government and such. But when you really understand that the tax code consists of 6,000 pages of code, and 5,999 of those pages are actually incentives for business owners and investors, right? So the strategy is that you want to actually partner with the government, become a partner with the government, and that's why they're providing you tax incentives. It's not, right. They're not loopholes or things like that. So, right. You know, just like we talked about in oil and gas, I mean, that is completely a strategic, you know, product for this country. It supports our entire GDP. It supports our national defense, right? So they want to encourage, you know, investors and operators to be able to invest in that. So if you do that, you know, you're rewarded with that. But if you just invest in the equities market, you're not getting any of those tax advantages. And in fact, you're actually pushing, you know, your tax deferral. Most plans are set up where you're going to be paying taxes later on in your later years. And the only thing that I'm quite certain of is that taxes are likely going up in the future.
Yeah, 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 I agree. I definitely agree. So there's going to be more chances or more opportunities for us to look at those 5,999 pages for sure. That's just smart. Let me ask you this, Dave. What? So in 2022, you guys did, I'm trying to get a feel for you and your company, and so we can put you out there on our show and say, hey, if you're interested, I want you to get a hold of Dave and be on his mailing list. What kind of deals did you do last year? And maybe your favorite ones about what kind of deals that you do and which ones did you like the best besides King Operating? We won't, you know, I know you're one of our big partners and we appreciate you, but what else is there out there that you guys offer?
Yeah. So we've done a lot of multifamily and really kind of what we're looking for, Jay, is that we're looking for assets that are non-correlated to the markets. And something else that's kind of interesting, I think people overlook, right? But especially in this time with so much uncertainty and everything, we're trying to invest in asset classes that support, if you remember back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? That triangle. Right. And at the base level, every person needs things like food, shelter, water, energy, right? So when you invest in these basic things, then even when the economy gets tough, the fundamentals are in your favor. So energy kind of supports that, right? We always have a need for energy. Housing is another one. We have, I think, believe we're 6 million units short in housing across the country. And then that gets even amplified more when you look at, you know, top markets such as, you know, places like Texas, Phoenix, Florida, the Carolinas, where we're looking for high job growth and high population growth because people are leaving, you know, states up north and everything. So kind of looking for asset classes like that and also operators with superior track records and also have some kind of competitive differentiation. So that being said, you know, multifamily is a great asset class. Self-storage is a great asset class. We're actually looking at something right now in the merchant cash advance space that's very compelling. So really looking at, you know, those kind of, you know, types of asset classes.
So you just have a newsletter that I can go on pantheoninvestments.com and get on your newsletter, and then I can see a kind of a idea of what you're offering in the future. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah. So the way our model works, Jay, our mission is really to help our clients 10x their wealth and achieve unlimited freedom. So how can we support our clients during that journey? We do a couple of things. So one, we talked about that infinite banking strategy. So we're actually licensed and we help people create those as part of the foundation to their portfolio. So that's one area we help with. Another area we help with is this getting exclusive deal flow. So you would apply to become a member of our investor community. Once you get in, it's primarily all accredited investors only. Once you get in, then you're able to see the deals that we have. And we have a secure investor portal where we post all of our deals so people can kind of see that. And then, Jay, we also have, for those people who are really looking to take this to the next level, is we have our own mastermind and virtual family office. So people who are looking to build a team of professionals in this alternative space around them to support them on their journey, as well as work with some peers, you know, kind of similar to Tiger 21, where people, you know, really want to exponentially increase their wealth.
Right. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, what did you like most about King Operating? I mean, you're a big partner there with us. What did you like? And what?
I mean, there's a couple of things, Jay. I mean, you know, we take our investor capital very seriously. We co-invest in all of our deals. I believe we spent about 9 months doing due diligence before, you know, we actually, you know, did our first investment with King.
Right.
So we had a pretty significant process there. But the first thing is that, you know, our investment thesis, as we talked about, that three-dimensional nature, your unique and innovative play, and I've read your book as well, on how you kind of came up from that, from, you know, I think, I believe it's David Moore.
David Moore, yeah.
Naive. David Moore, yeah. So you came up with that idea and then, you know, very innovative in bringing that into oil and gas. So that really aligned with our investment thesis. And that was really the first step. And then from there, like I said, you know, so many of these investments, and think even when you're investing in different businesses, right? Or I mean, we're all into sports here too. It's, you know, you want to invest in the jockey, right? Not the horse,
right?
It's all about the team, because you can see the numbers, the greatest concepts and ideas, but it's about the team that's going to take you across the finish line. So, you know, we spent a lot of time really getting to know the executive team and have been nothing but impressed with the transparency, the integrity, you know, and the persistence, right, that the team has to be able to execute. So,
well, that's great, Dave. I appreciate that. And yes, you guys did do a lot of due diligence. I'll tell you what, which is great. Hey, we're, like I said, you're open book, and we don't give any guarantees out, you know, because hey, the oil and gas business is where it's at, and you got to build value and assets before you can sell them, obviously. And the timing has to be where oil and gas prices are good, and that's why we have multiple assets in multiple areas, because you never know what's going to happen next. So you want to make sure that you're very, you have capital, you deploy capital, you drill wells in different areas, because you never know what's going on there. So what about 2023? What's the big goals for Pantheon in 2023? Answer me, a lot more deals. Is there any particular markets you like the best? You're not a stock market guy. We talked about that a little bit before the show, but anything hot? What's the sizzling investment?
The interesting thing, I think this, I'm really excited about this mastermind and virtual family office that we have, Jay, because, yeah. We're really trying to help people, take it to the next level. And when you sit in a room, with another, 20 like-minded people with growth mindsets, like very accomplished entrepreneurs and investors, right, trying to learn and trying to grow, it's amazing how powerful that is, right? You can get a multi-million dollar idea in one room, yeah. Right? So that's really key and, pretty excited about that. And then we also have another opportunity I had mentioned earlier that, we're about to unfold, which is in the merchant cash advance business. Because we're very close with our investors as well, Jay. We survey our investor community often, and we're always trying to understand what they're looking at. And in 2023, right, cash flow seems to be just one of the predominant factors that investors are really looking for. So we're trying to come up with another solution there. And in the merchant cash advance business, it's very interesting business, right? It supplies small business owners with, let's say you're running a restaurant and, your ovens went out and you need to get back operational. Well, we can do a $200,000 loan in short order, whereas had they go to a bank, it might take like 60 to 90 days to actually get funding, if they even get funding. Mm. So we can provide that funding really quick to the business owner. And then it's basically a factored loan. So you're going to pay back some interest in a short period of time. And that, provides some pretty healthy, cash flow returns. So we're excited about that one.
That's great. Well, Dave, I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to say, is there anything else you'd like to mention or anything? What if you'd have known something 20 years ago, or is there any big thoughts here that you can share with us?
The biggest piece of advice I would leave with listeners, Jay, is to really think of yourself. You are your number one greatest asset, right? So never forget that, right? LeBron invests $1 million a year into his health, right? So, when we talked about investing in your financial IQ, your health IQ, your mindset IQ, who are the people you're spending your time with? Mm-hmm. What are you learning? Right. But always invest in yourself, because I've always seen a 10x multiplier on that.
Right. That's great. That's great news. I mean, exactly. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. I guess if folks are interested in learning a little bit more about the holistic wealth strategy, happy to give them a free copy of the ebook version, which you can find on our website at pantheoninvest.com/wealth-strategy.
That's awesome. And just for more information, make sure you stay with Dave. He's a great guy. He's been true to his word with us. We've been 100% on with him and love working with him. And be sure to be a client. Make sure you get his newsletter so you can find out what he's doing, because I love what you said a little while ago. And I mean, it rings true. Main Street to Wall Street, Main Street is your alternative investments. You're doing the due diligence on people. Like you said, you did 9 months worth of due diligence on us and then invested, a ton of money with us last year and this year. And you're doing that for your clients, and that's great. And you're having a lot of different strategies, whether it be multifamily or this capital that you mentioned a minute ago. It's different ideas, which is great, because you never know when there's a deal out there that you can throw. I'm assuming that your investments is your minimums 100,000 or 50 or 200,000.
Usually about 50K. Yeah,
about 50. So you could put you put many different investments to work, whether you need for taxes or monthly income, and what kind of investment that you have out there. So, Dave, that's great. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Everybody, go to pantheoninvestments.com or pantheoninvest.com to learn more about Dave Walcott. So thanks, Dave, once again, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Really appreciate it, Jay.